Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is going to be an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review was written by W. Gary Crampton. It's titled Grant What Thou Commandest, subtitled The Theology of Augustine of Hippo. It was published by the NicenCouncil.com in 2011, and it is 115 pages in length. My review of this work first appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 5, Number 2, in 2013, and it's found there on pages 265 to 267. Let's move on now to the review. W. Gary Crampton is research professor of theology at Whitfield Theological Seminary and an elder at the Reformed Baptist Church of Richmond, Virginia. This slender volume offers a concise, orderly, and insightful survey of the life and theology of one of the most influential early church theologians, Augustine of Hippo, from a distinctly Reformed theological and Clarkian philosophical perspective. The book consists of 9 brief chapters and closes with an appendix from Book 13 of Augustine's Confessions. In the introductory chapter, Crampton notes Augustine's significance for Reformed theology, citing Warfield's statement that the Reformation was, quote, the triumph of Augustine's doctrine of grace over Augustine's doctrine of the church, end quote, page 1. Chapter 2 is a brief biographical sketch of Augustine's life, drawn primarily from Augustine's Confessions and from summarizing Peter Brown's 1967 biography. Crampton traces Augustine's celebrated pilgrimage from Manichaeism to Christianity. He gives special interest to Augustine's doctrine as expressed in his pastoral ministry, pointing out that he, quote, wrongly held to a modified form of baptismal regeneration, end quote, among other false doctrines, but, quote, did not adhere to the later Roman Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation, end quote, pages 20 and 21. Chapter 3 is a summary of Augustine's writings. Crampton groups these writings according to Augustine's 3 major opponents, the Manichees, the Donatists, and the Pelagians. Concerning the latter, the author observes, quote, Pelagianism is still around today in the guise of modernism, end quote, page 33, adding that from Pelagianism came semi-Pelagianism, which is still found, quote, in the Roman Catholic Church, as well as much of alleged evangelical theology today, end quote, page 34. Chapter 4 is devoted to comparing Augustine's philosophy to, quote, 3 major non-Christian theories of knowledge, pure rationalism, empiricism, and irrationalism, end quote, page 39. Crampton contends that in Augustine's epistemology, quote, knowledge comes through reason or logic as one studies the revealed propositions of Scripture, understands them, and draws implications from them, end quote, page 39. Thus, quote, Augustine was not an evidentialist, end quote, according to Crampton, but would have held to what is today called, quote, biblical presuppositionalism, end quote, page 46. Chapter 5 describes Augustine's view of Scripture. With regard to canon, Crampton argues that Augustine did not hold the apocryphal books to be on par with the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments. See his argument on pages 51 to 53. Crampton further holds that Augustine upheld the inspiration and infallibility of Scripture. Chapter 6 traces Augustine's theology, beginning with the doctrine of God's being, including his biblical construal of the Trinity and Christology. Chapter 7 presents Augustine's view of God's actions. Crampton begins with God's decrees, asserting that Augustine upheld the doctrine of double predestination, see page 69. He also describes his view of creation and providence, noting that, quote, he did not hold to the solar day view of the creation days, but averred that God had created all things in a moment of time, end quote, page 71. Chapter 8 surveys Augustine's view of man. Crampton notes Augustine's view of man as dichotomous, body and soul. and that Augustine agreed with the Roman Catholic distinction between man made in the image and likeness, the so-called donum superadditum of God. Crampton also argues that without using the exact words, Augustine nevertheless affirmed a view of the covenant of works that, quote, is very much in line with that of the Westminster Standards, end quote, page 80. The same is true for the covenant of grace, see page 82. Crampton also sees Augustine anticipating the Reformed view of salvation, including the Ordo Salutis, see page 84. He even defends Augustine from the charge leveled against him by Louis Burkhoff and others that he confused justification and sanctification. With regard to perseverance, Crampton observes, quote, strangely, however, Augustine did not believe that a justified person could ever come to the assurance of salvation, end quote, page 85. The final chapter provides a conclusion. Crampton affirms, quote, it is no exaggeration to say that Augustine is the post-apostolic father of Orthodox theology, end quote, page 89. Some, particularly Roman Catholics, might challenge Crampton's contention that Augustine was so clearly in line with the Westminster Standards. Others in the Reformed camp might challenge Crampton's contention that Augustine so clearly anticipated many of the positions of Reformed theologian and philosopher Gordon Clark. Some examples of the latter include the assertions that, quote, according to Augustine, the Bible does not contain logical paradoxes, end quote, page 54, that, quote, Augustine did not believe that there is any logical paradox found in the two biblical doctrines of God's sovereign decrees and man's responsibility, end quote, page 70, that Augustine held to the Traducianism view of the origin of man's soul, page 78, and that Augustine held to, quote, the realist theory, end quote, on the imputation of sin, see page 80. Someone with a better grip on Augustine's primary writings than the present reviewer will have to evaluate the accuracy of these contentions. This book is to be commended for providing an appreciative, concise, and clear introduction to the life and thought of Augustine. In the end, it serves as a helpful and stimulating primer, not only on Augustine, but also on basic issues in Reformed theology and philosophy in general. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, listen to Word Magazine podcasts and sermons, by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes, by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at Riddle1689.